This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our hand is one of our biggest weapons. We don't use our hand. We don't use our hands often. You know, we might wave to people. I might use them when I talk. But we underutilize things. And luckily, the younger generation has been kind of teaching themselves on TikTok what to do if you get abducted. Now, every 40 seconds, I think somebody's getting abducted in the United States. That is the statistic from Child Safety dot Los Angeles dot, I can't read it, but so we're being told that every 40 seconds some kid is getting abducted. That's beyond crazy, and that happens to that degree. And so, you know, we don't really have a lot of conversations with our kids about that. I mean, I've told my kids, if somebody tries to pick you up or take you, you scream, you fight, you pee, you scratch. You scream for help, scream fire, fire, fire. Everybody wants to look and find the fire, and they won't stop looking until they see the fire. We had a issue in Las Vegas years ago where there were bad people dressed up as cops. So kids would come over to the cop, and they would abduct him. Thank God they found those people, and that all stopped. But there's apparently a hand signal. And it saved a girl who was abducted out of her, I think it was Asheville, North Carolina home. So she, there was a teenager. This, I think she was abducted a few weeks back, 16-year-old girl from North Carolina. Actually, she was missing for days. And she was found in Kentucky because the guy that abducted her had her in the back seat. And she warned other drivers. And she used this hand signal where you have the hand, you cross over your thumb, and then you close the fingers, like the thumb is trapped. And that's apparently a hand signal for domestic abuse or for abduction. And so I don't know if the other driver in Kentucky recognized what this was, but when a teen was doing that, they ended up calling 911 saying, there looks like there's a teen in distress. Cops pulled the guy over and arrested him. So James Herbert Brick, 61 years old, from Cherokee, North Carolina, was arrested as, I guess, the cops waited off of an interstate exit or near the interstate and got him. And all because she was able to alert another driver who was paying attention enough that she was in trouble. And what's nice about something like that is you're not, you know, many times you're in a situation where you can't yell or scream. And if you do start to say something, he pushes you away or you get, or, you know, they can somehow censor you. They could somehow keep you, you know, from speaking. And so you could be, if you are in a store or in a mall or whatever, be able to do this sign. Like 1, 2, 3. And so, you know, or even just this. Now, some people are like, yeah, word. No. You know, it's a signal for the thumb getting trapped. That's why it's kind of a process. It's a multi-step hand gesture. But apparently it was circulating TikTok, and many teens are aware of it. I don't know if they're teaching that in school. The problem with doing massive education of hand signals is then the bad people learn about it. And so then the bad people are like, wait a second, I know what you're doing. You just alerted them, so now I'm going to punish you. So then we have to keep coming up with new signals. But I'm of the mindset, just teach everybody, because a lot of these people are sick. They have no sort of logic or competency. They have major mental illness. And so maybe they aren't on TikTok. Maybe they aren't listening to my show. Maybe they are. Yeah, see, those who listen to my show are pretty, they're on it. I think you guys are good people. I don't think you're abductors. But when you look at the number of people, apparently one statistic is saying 840,000 children are reported missing each year. 840,000. Now, statistics vary. One headline, according to kidnapping in the United States Wikipedia, says fewer than 350 people under the age of 21 have been abducted in the U.S. each year. I think there's a lot more abductions that happen. One estimate is 2,300 children are missing every day in the United States. That's from Children Find of America. Either way, you know what? One child going missing, one child getting abducted is too many. So again, teach your children the hand signal. Teach your children also to use what they have. They have pee-pee. They could throw up. You know, I was taught early on, not only do you say fire if you're getting raped, but gag yourself and vomit on the person. It's very hard to have sex when you're covered in vomit. Now, mind you, you don't want to be in the process of heaving because you can't defend yourself and all that. But if it's projectile, some people are going to run and say, I'm getting the hell out of that. So pee on the person, right? Vomit. Do whatever you have to do. But sadly, what many people do is they just throw you into the car. Remember there was that kid in Kentucky that was playing in their front yard? And then car drives up, grabs the kid, abducts him. And luckily some neighbors are like, you know, Dad, get in the truck. They got in the truck. They went and they chased the guy down while calling 911. Some good neighbors there. But, you know, I think that these they're on the hunt. They're on the prowl. And these are people that will, sometimes it'll be very impulsive and sometimes it'll be very, very planned out. Like that Eton Patz that was abducted, I believe, in the 70s. This person followed him for days, watching his daily routine of his mom walking him to a corner and then him walking to school, and then they were able to grab him. So, you know, if your kid has a very consistent pattern and they're possibly alone, you need to realize that there's people out there on the hunt. And it's a very sick world out there. It's always been sick. There's always been people that have abducted, etc. But this person, her life was saved. And then on the flip side, for those of us on highways, be aware. I listen to my music and I sing. I don't really make it a pattern to look in other cars to see if I see somebody in distress. Just kind of be on the lookout because there might be people trying to signal you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Timothy writes, how do we get America back to normal? How do we get America back from COVID? From all the changes, how do we go back? And I've said this before, and I know it's not very popular, but we are never going back. There are some things about our past I would love, like, you know, Pepsi Free and Tab. I'd like to taste another Tab soda. I like some of the 80s music, so I would like to see some of those cover bands come back. But the past is the past. And even though our pre-COVID days were just 2 years ago, it's not coming back. Pre-COVID is not coming back. It's never coming back. Too many changes happened. Too many precedents set. And for those of us that aren't very good with change, it's going to be a huge huge adjustment. Now, originally, we tried to be very optimistic and say, you know what, there's a flu, we get over flu season, we go back and party. By the summer, people will travel again and people will party again. And I do believe that. I've seen people going to concert and all that. But it's not the parties. That's not what people are asking about going back to the way America was during the Trump years or the Obama years. It's interesting, when you hear Republicans miss President Obama, you know that people have some major, major issues with Biden. I'm even hearing Democrats say, we need Obama back, we need Obama back. Well, when a political figure comes into power, when political movements come into play, when things get done, the reverse of them is either impossible, never happens, or it's not a full reverse. It's an alternate pathway. So whether it's the economy, whether it's schools, whether it's teaching in person, whether it's jobs, it's the labor force, supply chain, our approach to employees, it is all different. And the reason why it's not going to go back is because it went too long. 14 days to flatten the curve, yeah, you could go back to the way it was 2 weeks ago. But 2 years, and we're still dealing with this BS? Once you hurt people so much, and once people are hurt, they're going to defend themselves. And they are going to prepare that it could happen again. Now, some of you guys will say, yeah, well, World War I ended, World War II ended, we never went back to another World War, right? The Great Depression, we never went back to a Great Depression, we never went back to a Great Recession. All right, what happened with COVID and all the lockdowns and the weight gain and people dying of the disease and then the mandates and all that, it was just one hit after another. That people are going to protect themselves. You know, one of the reasons why people in my generation, Gen X, were yelled at, finish your plate. You got to finish your plate. That was from generations behind where they went through the Great Depression. And when a child in the 1980s is leaving food on their plate, somebody who went through the Great Depression is like, oh, yeah, and even though now we'll let kids not finish their plate because we're like, good, you know, you're eating less and you're all that, it takes decades to recover. And still, based on my raising, I can't waste things. I hate seeing something wasted. I hate wasted opportunities. I hate wasted time. I hate wasted vaccines. If you want to get me into a funk, you tell me how many vaccines got wasted because they had to get thrown out here and nobody shipped them to a country that could have used them. I hate waste. I'm not a full-blown hoarder, but I just don't like spending money on something or something that could help somebody else, and it just goes to waste. I don't let my kids throw out anything that could be donated. It just doesn't make sense. It could help somebody else. And so people are very, very frustrated. They're looking at the midterms. They're looking at the election and they're like, look, you know, if we could get DeSantis in or if we could get Trump in, if we could get Biden out, we could reverse it all. Reversal never happens. Maybe in small areas. So for example, like the wall, you know, Trump started to put up the wall. The wall is partially put up. Biden stops the wall. The wall's still there. The topic of the wall is still there. Border issues are still there. Biden didn't reverse it completely. It's just Border Patrol is using whatever they could of the wall. They're using their cars as walls. And the concept of the wall is still there. And it will probably come back. I don't see how America is not going to put up a wall. It's just too overbearing to try to manage a whole border such as the one that there is. We just don't have enough Border Patrol. Same thing with the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act is never getting repealed and replaced. It'll be different. Healthcare will always be different. It's skewed. Once you go back, you're not going to go back to, you know what, you know, going to the doctor for $25 or go and bring the doctor a chicken. You know, or insurance will only be for big, that we're not going to see for a very long time, if at all. Things are changing. The new normal is if somebody is sick and getting other people sick, they are going to be isolated. They're going to be, you know, there's going to be vaccination mandates. There's going to be, you know, these protocols. If there's a pandemic, and there will be more, the World Health Organization said there's going to be more, there's going to be lockdowns. Lockdowns are in our future. They're going to do it again. They might not be very popular this year, but somebody's going to freak out. It's going to be worse than COVID, and they're going to look, if we did this for COVID, we might as well do this for Ebola or for something else. So, I think people are frustrated, just like Timothy and people have written me. Your goal right now can't be to reverse everything and go back to the way the economy was, go back to the way things were pre-2020. It's not going to happen. We have countries out there that mess with and are working on bioweapons. And, you know, whether that's what COVID was or not, we do know that people are working on viruses. We have a possible war that's going to be started with China, Taiwan, and who knows what the heck is going on. We have trillions of dollars that have been passed to spend. We have a government that really likes to spend, and there has not been proper management all these decades of the money that you and I put into Social Security and Medicare. Your Social Security and Medicare will look nothing like your parents or grandparents. The past is the past, and I know this might depress people, but we have to plan. If you are going to be a political strategist, whether Democrat or Republican, you cannot have your goal as a past landscape. You have to have a new landscape that incorporates the good of the past and leaves out the bad of the past. But if you spend this whole time as a Democrat or Republican with the new election going, we're going to go back to the way things were when Trump was here, or we're going to go back to the way things were with Obama, it's fake. It's not realistic. And it's not going to happen. You're expecting high expectations. You know, the smartphone, we are now chained to our phones, chained to our computers. We have designed systems now where when we get hacked, we're leveled. I would love that to fix, that to be reversed, so we go back to the paper and pencil days. So, you know, residents and medical students can still order tests if a hospital has been hacked and computers are down. I'd like for us to do that, but what's going to be the new normal? The new normal isn't going back to 1985 or 1995. The new normal is coming up with a system if we get hacked. That's a hybrid of both computer and paper. What is our go-to plan B if we get cyber attacked? Can we still run our hospitals? Can we still run the fuel tanks? Can we still run our electric cars? Can we still run things if our power grid is out? It's going to be a new normal. It's never going to be the same, guys. I mean, I miss some of the 80s music. I miss the original MacGyver. Dexter. Dexter, I guess, has a new season. I haven't started seeing it, but people are already mad. But it's not going to be like the old one. Same thing with The Hobbit. The Hobbit was not like Lord of the Rings. It was the past. It was different. So anybody that wants to move forward, bring back things that might have been brought up, you know, in the past that worked. I think that's fine. I love retro. I love hearing retro music. You can incorporate past things, but you cannot recreate history. You can't. It'll not work. It'll be a different history. It'll be a different reality. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are now more than 250 million coronavirus cases around the world. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The United States has more than 46 million of those infections, with 754,000 people dying in the United States. The House voted 228-206 to pass a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Friday night after much wrangling among Democrats about whether to pair it with a larger budget package. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts the jobs that will be created with all the resources from the bill.
Plumbers and pipe fitters working on those lead water pipes so that every child has clean drinking water. The folks who will be manufacturing the solar panels, the wind farms, the batteries, the electric vehicle outlets around this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The opposition to nationwide mask mandates continue.
What's said to be a massive nationwide strike against vaccine mandates will take place this week, starting in Los Angeles today. The walkout involving people from various industries such as trucking and telecom, air and rail transport workers, although not federally allowed to go on strike due to the Railway Labor Act, plan to protest anonymously. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to take part in what's being described as a four-day nationwide walkout. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is warning parents not to give young children pain medications before getting them vaccinated for COVID-19. The health agency saying pain relievers such as ibuprofen and aspirin might decrease antibody responses to the vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. The CDC also warning that anti-inflammatory medications such as Motrin and Advil could interfere with the body's ability to fully respond to the vaccine. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I haven't in a while given relationship advice. I do on emails that I get. You know, there's only so much time, and there's been a lot going on with COVID and all that. But a big part of my show has been answering relationship questions. And so one, this email's kind of long, so I'm not going to go through it. But basically, somebody told her husband that he's not making enough money, and that they're probably going to not last much longer. And he's completely freaking out, doesn't know what to do. He didn't think she was a gold digger. So I think I need to kind of bring this up. And I don't want to stereotype women and men and partners and you know, how things work in all couples. But this is something worth discussing. And I notice that on average, men seem to misconstrue the situation, and it's kind of simple. Women aren't as complicated as we like to make ourselves out. So let's say, for example, all right, your wife tells you, you're not making enough money. you're not working enough. Now, the average wife doesn't say it that way. I mean, I hope not. You know, you don't make enough money that, you know, but if, let's say she has concerns, okay, and that's what's being said. A big mistake I notice many people do in those relationships is they concentrate on those exact words. You're not making enough money. The five words. And what you have to realize is that's a product that has been, I guess, R&D'd. It's gone through multiple departments before it gets to that five-word sentence. So you are getting this package off the assembly line, and you don't realize that started seven departments ago. You don't realize that it started with a, you know, like I said, R&D, then there was marketing, then there was, you know, production, there was design changes, there was then packaging, distributing, and then finally you get the sentence, right? You don't make enough money. So go back and figure out where did this all start. And if you'll notice, seven departments ago, or seven steps prior, there was something that might have happened. So what was it? Did a credit card have a maximum? Did one credit card hit its max? And that started this all. Was there something that they wanted to buy and they couldn't? Is it that they went on Amazon to go and get something for Christmas and they noticed that the prices are now double? So what they have in their budget isn't going to cover it. You need to go back and figure out what the root is. And couples make this mistake all the time. My husband makes the mistake all the time. I'll tell him something, and he will blow up with what I tell him. But he doesn't ask, where is this coming from, baby? You know, I know you're not upset that the pool heater isn't working, right? Where is this coming from? Because you just let loose saying, I'm not doing anything around the house or whatever. Yeah, well, you know, so you need to kind of go back and go, all right, baby, you know, where did this come from? You know, walk me through, you know, what spurned you to say that? Oh, it's just everything. Well, no. What was the first thing that started this cascade? Because if you fix that first thing, you don't have to sit there and get a second job, or you don't have to sit here and get a divorce, or you don't have to. It happens all the time. My kids will do that. My kids will say something to me, and they'll be like, okay, Mom, we need to get somebody to help clean the house. Okay? And I'm like, you know, clean the house and clean, we're not, you know, what's going on? Well, we just do. Or whatever. This is when they were younger. And I'm like, okay, first of all, spoiled, what happened is they needed a shirt, and the cat peed on the shirt, and the shirt was thrown on the ground. So they threw the shirt on the ground, cat did pee-pee shirt, because that's what the cat does. The cat just loves to put his little tushy, you know, just kind of pee-pee on a nice, soft shirt, rather than using one of the five potty boxes that I have. So the problem was the cat peed up the shirt. That is much different than asking for us to hire somebody to come and do stuff that we could do in our own house. Every now and then, you know, before COVID, we will have somebody, you know, help us with some of the deep cleaning and things like that. But I mean, come on, guys, you can do your own chores. And I, you know, so you got to go back to the root of it. Well, what's the root? Well, we have a cat that does pee pee house. Okay, that's a problem. Let's address that. All right, cat, go bye-bye. Go find another house to go pee pee in. Oh, you can't do it. I love the cat. Two is you're throwing your clothes on the ground. Let's not throw your clothes on the ground. Maybe let's get a laundry basket. If a laundry basket will help save us the hundreds of dollars a month trying to find somebody and have somebody help clean the house and all that that's going on, get a laundry basket. So you put your clothes in the laundry basket, put the laundry basket up on a counter so the cat has a much tougher time climbing up and trying to go pee in the laundry basket. So, you know, we can manage things. We can address things. You just have to go back to the root of it. And so, you know, me as a doctor, you do a lot of counseling. It's not that I was trained in marriage counseling, but when you have a dean who was a psychologist had a program that was very psychology based, you know a lot of psychology, and you know how to talk to people, and you know how to read between the lines. You know, you don't exercise enough. Well, why are you upset that you don't exercise enough? You know, what is it because you check your blood sugar and your blood sugar's high and you're mad that you don't have a partner that wants to go to the gym with you and pushes you to go to the gym? I mean, we fight. It blows my mind how many times relationships fall apart because they're arguing this statement over here that has nothing to do with what initially incited the fight. And then they double down and they go, well, yeah, I'm mad about everything. I'm mad about everything. Well, go back to what is it that you're really concerned about? Are you upset that, you know, you texted somebody, you invited them out, that person blows you off? Then, okay, talk about the texting. Don't make it sound like, man, you know, you never wanted me in your life and you want a divorce and you want, you know, I think we exaggerate. We don't want to put the work. When people say a marriage takes work and relationships take work, I always thought that was ridiculous because I'm like, no, because if it flows, it flows. And I got to be honest, we really haven't had to work that much in my marriage, but I think you do have to go into it knowing you do have to put in some work. Relationships will be work. Relationships are not going to be where it looks like it's in the movies where everything is fine and dandy. And, you know, I always get asked, when do you know a relationship is not meant to be versus meant to be based on the amount of work? Well, it depends on the type of work you're doing. I mean, if every week you guys are having fights, every week you feel like you're not doing good enough, that's not a relationship that's working. But if you guys have the once in a blue moon issue and it's because poor communication, that's a relationship worth salvaging. So my recommendation to anybody that is going through any sort of, you know, issues, if you can't do that, if you don't feel capable of doing that, that's exactly what counselors do. Counselors go back and they took a look at this whole forest fire and they go back and they see what the initial ember was. And that initial ember many times could have just been stamped out. It could have been addressed. And I get it. Sometimes you just want to let your husband have it, or you want to let your wife have it, or your partner have it. I get it. Sometimes you just want to lay into them. And you just feel like it's going to make you feel better. But don't. Because you can't take those things back. You're going to say things. And it's much harder for you to go, well, I didn't really mean it. You know, I was more mad at this, you know, or what happened to the credit card, or what happened to, By then it's too late. So before you do that, you need to really go back and go, what is it that I'm really upset about? Because those little kernels are the fixable pieces. It's really hard to repair a forest fire after it's all burned down. But it's much easier to put out a small ember. Look at me and my analogies. I'm getting better. Yeah, it took about 12 years of radio to get that far. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently a lot of parents are a little nervous about their kids getting the COVID vaccine, and so some of them are pre-medicating their kids before they get it. And so some parents are using Tylenol, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, known as Motrin, naproxen, known as Aleve, or antihistamines like Benadryl, Zyrtec. And so I believe it's the CDC and other health officials are saying, don't be doing that, don't be doing that. So apparently they are recommending that you do not give any sort of anti-inflammatories, pain relievers, painkillers, antihistamines prior to the vaccine. And the reason why is it's because they feel that it's going to interfere with the child's immune responses. That being said, if a child feels bad afterwards, then they say you could go ahead and do it as long as you don't give aspirin. So many of you had asked me this when we were going through the initial COVID vaccine rollout. And you had said, look, I want to take ibuprofen. Can I take the ibuprofen? Can I not? And you asked, where is the, how is the biochemistry, you know, explaining this? Where's the science behind it? So anti-inflammatories that are out there, they work by a variety of different mechanisms. They could reduce your fever. They could reduce swelling. They could reduce and affect your immune system. And so if you take it beforehand, the reasoning is, and we're talking about with kids, so we're talking about the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. The mRNA vaccine is in a little baby lipid lipoprotein, and it has to get into that muscle cell. It gets injected into the muscle, but it has to be absorbed into the cell and have time to do its work. And it's got to go into multiple muscle cells. That process of that vaccination is very delicate. You could have an amazing vaccine. It could be designed beautifully in the lab, but if it won't get into that cell, bring its mRNA into the cell, and then the cytoplasm makes the spike proteins from that and does what it needs to do. If it doesn't get into the cell and get that far, or if that cell gets inflamed and the immune body fights it, then you don't produce enough immune antibodies. And in fact, there was a study back in 2009 talking about this practice that a lot of doctors used to do. I never did, but a lot of doctors would pre-dose kids with Tylenol before the vaccine. I didn't do that. I'm like, don't give a kid anything they don't need until they need it. So if the kid needs the Tylenol, do it. But if the kid doesn't, they don't. But people say, no, they're going to get grumpy. They're not going to feel well. They're not going to whatever. I go, well, then, you know, wait till that happens. Because sometimes that occurs hours after. So the medicine is going to wear off anyway. So the pre-treatment with the vaccine didn't really make a lot of sense to me. You know, I'm of the feeling, you know, don't take it unless you need it, right? You know, even though I get you want to prevent your blood sugar from going up. So, but you need it. You need those medicines then. Now, afterwards, though, the next question is, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, if it can interfere pre-vaccine, why isn't it interfering post-vaccine? I think it still can. I think there still can be. But the immune response that you might get that first day or two after a vaccine, the fever, the body aches, that's your immune system not liking not only maybe the vaccine mRNA, but the other components in that vaccine. Well, that's not when the antibodies are being made. Your antibodies are being made as that mRNA makes a spike protein, or that mRNA teaches the cell to make the spike proteins, then the spike proteins are made, and then the antibodies to learn it. That's a process that happens a week or two in. So you basically can, technically, after you get your shot, if you're feeling crummy, use some Motrin or some Tylenol, right? Because at that point, you're feeling achy from some of your body's response to what was injected into you. But we want to make sure that that mRNA gets into the cells. Now, has this been studied? Do we know to 100% certainty if that is how the Tylenol and Motrin will act on it? We don't. This hasn't been studied. Nobody has injected a kid with a COVID vaccine, I don't believe, and then looked at what happens if you give them Tylenol. And then in this group of kids, what happens if you give them Motrin? We barely have enough data on the pediatric vaccine rollout. I mean, they had to study kids, and they didn't have tens of thousands. They only had some thousands, I think, what, 35,000? I forget the exact amount. So there hasn't been a study that has looked at what happens with kids if you give them Tylenol or Motrin before or after. But they are assuming the beforehand could definitely interfere with the mRNA absorption of the muscle cell. Afterwards, if they're feeling crummy, they say you can do it. So there was a 2009 study that showed decreased antibody levels to childhood vaccines when Tylenol was given to 459 infants beforehand. However, the work was not, they say, by any means robust and followed up with any study. So we just don't have enough data on this. So personally, I want parents at ease. I understand some of them want to give the antihistamines. The antihistamines like Benadryl, Zyrtec, Claritin, these are medicines out there for kids to stop histamine release. Histamine release is one of many sort of factors within our immune response. And parents are so worried about anaphylaxis, so worried about their kids reacting. But like, let me just give them Benadryl to keep it safe. Now, what did I do? When my kids went and got vaccinated, I had Benadryl in the purse. I'm not going to lie. And my purse had an EpiPen, and I had Benadryl. But I didn't have to give it to them. I didn't pre-treat them. I just had it. Because if for some reason they did react, they did have an issue, I could go ahead and give them some Benadryl or an EpiPen or whatever. But I'm not going to pre-give them an EpiPen. I'm not going to pre. So, and I get it. I get parents are concerned. I've never, you know, ridiculed any parents having questions about vaccines. I get it. You know, there's a lot of questions. And any parent that does question and does want to do it right, to me, is one of the most amazing parents out there because it shows they love their kid. You know, I get really nervous when they go, you know what, whatever, just, I don't care, just give my kid whatever. That's not the answer I want. I want to hear people going, look, I want to protect my kid. You know, I want to educate myself fully. I want to know that my kid is in the best hands. I want to know that whatever I'm doing is protecting my kid, whether it's a vaccine or not. So, I think we give parents a hard time, and I think we can definitely approach our vaccine rollout with a lot less finger pointing, a lot less yellow journalism, a lot less negativity. The pediatric vaccine rollout is going on, and it's doing fairly well in some areas, but in other areas it's anemic. You aren't having as many parents jump on that. And people have asked me, you know, what do you do? What do you do to make sure that your kid does not have a reaction? Because I'm not going to live with myself. Parents will always say that. I won't live with myself if anything happens to my kid. I get that. Me too. If I made a decision for my kid and it hurt them, I couldn't live with myself. I get that as a parent. Any good parent will think that. But you also have to then ask yourself, if your child, let's say, does get this virus that we know nothing about, we don't know anything about its origins, we don't understand why the hell it can cause somebody's testicle to hurt weeks later, or cause somebody's smell or taste to not work, and we later find out that this flipping virus will set up shop in a brain or be oncogenic and cause cancer, then you're going to feel bad if you didn't protect your kid to the highest degree. We parents are stressed right now because we feel we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. I get it. I hear you. I get it. But for now, watch the use of anti-inflammatory and pain medication. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.